All right, round two of our week two NFL picks with Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. Of course, you can check it out on Google Play and iTunes and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. We've done the local teams. Now we'll do the wild cards. Brad, do you want to do your wild card?
Sure. I'm going with the Jacksonville Jaguars New England Patriots game. Not New England.
No.
That's not a team at all or a place. but I'm taking that game. This is the game that I am most, outside of the 49ers, obviously, it's the game I'm most intrigued to watch. You know, this is the AFC title game rematch. Mm-hmm. You know, the Giants last week against Jacksonville, you know, it took two monumental performances for them to stay close in that game from two monumental players, from Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham Jr. Jacksonville's defense is awesome. And they're trying to trademark the name Saxonville, which I think is hilarious. the defense is considerably better than last year. I know Leonard Fournette is day-to-day. I think he's probably going to play. And right now, it looks like New England's going to be without a lot of dudes again. Rex Burkhead was just out of nowhere, had a concussion yesterday. I just don't know that New England's offense is going to be able to match up with that defense. I know New England can't stop anybody. And so as long as Blake Bortles doesn't get all Bortlesy on it, I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are actually going to avenge their playoff loss from last year.
Nice.
Wow. That's a good pick.
All right, Ben, your wild card?
I'm going with probably the two worst performances, minus the Bills, from last week. I'm going with the Giants and the Cowboys. This simply is going to be like that two-headed monster that Brad just mentioned. This is going to be the Saquon Barkley and the Odell Beckham Jr. show. That's ultimately what it's going to be. I think the top receiver last week for the Cowboys had 43 yards.
Yeah,
something crazy like that. They have no offense. Their defense is good, and I think they're going to do some. They're going to stop at critical moments, but ultimately they have no offense to put up points. And in this type of game, you need to have that. So, I think the Giants are going to run away with this one.
All right, my wild card is going to be the Bears over the Seahawks. I think that the Bears are going to come back. People kind of give Nagy, the head coach, flack for ruining that game, but Aaron Rodgers came back from the dead, and you can't
stop Aaron Rodgers.
You can't stop.
I mean, you don't argue against that guy.
Yeah, can't stop that. This is different. Seattle is not Seattle that we remember at all.
Yeah,
they don't look good. I think the Bears bounce back, and plus it's two games on the road for Seattle back to back now. So
no Doug Baldwin either.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm taking Bears over the Seahawks, which is good news for Niner fans.
And what's the over under on touchdowns that Khalil Mack scores? I think 7 is the number.
Oh, buddy.
All right. You can check out our NFL picks online at 977theriver.com. And of course their podcast Sports Meets Beer on Google Play and iTunes. And we'll check it out this weekend, see how the games go. Thanks for being on, guys.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.